Ironbeak and Mangus flew through the dormitory window with several rooks. They landed where the attack had taken place. The general looked particularly bad-tempered after being disturbed at his noontide roost.
First it is ghost mice. Now we have a great disappearing red bird. Where is it, fools?
It was right there, General. We pecked it and scratched it.
Yes, yes. And what happened then?
The big earth crawler, the striped dog, he tried to slay us.
So you turned tail and flew off.
Ironbeak said scornfully.
Chief, there was nothing else we could do. That striped dog is a wild beast.
How long ago did this take place?
Only a moment back, Ironbeak. We were at the dormitory window when we saw this big, rusty-looking bird come over the wall. It must have been ill because it flapped and flopped about like a new egg chick.
So you attacked it?
Oh, yes, Chief. We gave it a good clawing and beaking.
And you killed it?
No. I mean, we were going to when the earth crawler came.
Where did the striped dog come from?
Search me.
Ironbeak buffeted the insolent rook flat. He ground his talons against its beak and pecked it hard upon its leg.
Gah! Out of my sight, nettlehead. I think the sun in this warm land has addled your brains. First you see a great bird, then you are attacked by the striped dog, and that was only the flick of a feather ago. Now there is no sign of the earth crawler, and the big bird has vanished too. Maybe they are both hiding underwater in that pool. Shall I throw you in so that you can search them out?
The striped dog has already done that by the look of Grabclaw.
Mangus interrupted. Ironbeak shook his head sadly.
You too. You make me sick, all of you. Watch this.
The raven spread his wings and hopped about, cawing aloud.
Earthcrawler! Rusty bird! Come out and fight me! It is I, General Ironbeak, terror of the Northlands.
There was no response. The raven turned to Mangus and the rooks.
See, it is the same as the ghost mouse. Get out of my sight, the useless lot of you.
From the hidden tunnel entrance in the shrubbery by the rushes, Brother Sedge chuckled quietly.
Oh dear, whatever next?
The great red bird was taken into Ambrose Spike's wine cellar. It was cool and spacious there. John Churchmouse walked around it awestruck.
Phew, that is a large bird. I've never seen one like it before. What sort of bird do you think it is, Mordalphus?
The abbot looked up from the deep scratch he was attending to.
I don't know, John. This is a very strange bird. It is not a woodlander, nor does it live on the plain, or we would have seen it from the abbey walls. I wonder what brought it here.
Sister May worked at the other side of the bird. She laid herbs and dabbed lotions on wounds, bandaging wherever possible.
Poor thing. She's taken quite a savage beating.
The bird kicked and tried to raise its head. Sister May leapt up.
Oh, dear. Look out. She's coming round,
she warned. The huge flecked eyes with their dark irises snapped open. Constance beckoned the onlookers away.
Sister May, Abbot, would you carry on with your healing? The rest of you go back to Cavern Hole. I don't want this creature to feel surrounded. Cornflower, pass me those scissors, please.
She snipped at the beak and leg fastenings.
We mean you no harm. You are among friends. Lie still,
she said gently.
You have been hurt.
The bird groaned and lay back.
Where is this?
It asked in a strange accent. The abbot recognized the tongue.
She speaks like the mountain hawks and eagles. I'm sure she understands us, though. Hello, I am called Abbot. She is Sister May, and she is Constance. This place is Redwall. We will make your hurts better. Who are you?
Sister May worked on a deep gash in the bird's leg.
This will take a stitch. Be still, please. I want to help you.
The bird lay patiently watching her. It spoke again.
Aye, be still, please. This bird called Strike Red Kite coming from Orrock.
The abbot wiped grease from a neck feather.
Ah, a great red kite, a mountain bird. I've read of them in our old records, but I've never seen one until now. Most impressive. Well, strike, red kite. Lie quiet while we try and heal you.
Strike need water drinks.
Oh, right. Constance, would you ask Cornflower to bring water for our guest? Tell me, Strike, is your wing broken?
Slowly, painfully, the big bird stood. She looked indignantly at the frail old abbot.
Strike, red kite, mighty flyer!
Sister May wagged an admonishing paw at the bird.
Strike, red kite, mighty fibber! Look at that wing! It's totally useless, and I'll wager you've been making it worse by trying to fly with it.
The red kite limped sulkily off into a corner and huddled down.
Rock slip, nest fall, heek! Who needs fly? Stay now here with friends, with Habbot, with Sissy's May.
Sister May took the water from Cornflower and held it up to the huge hunting bird.
That's all very well, but you'd better be on your best behaviour. And my name is Sister May. Say it, Sister May.
Sissy's May. Gooden. Very fierce.